Lesson 5F. The best jobs in the world. Probably. A.
Back in 2012, Andrew Johnson was near the end of his history and photography degree in Chicago. He planned to apply to film school after graduation rather than look for a job. But then his dad noticed an advertisement for a job with toy manufacturer Lego. Andrew, who was already a Lego fan, sent in an application. It included a video of himself making models. The company loved it and invited him to take part in an unusual interview. He had to compete against 7 other finalists in a model building test. Andrew won. And as a result, they offered him a job. He joined the team at Legoland Discovery Center in Illinois as a master model builder. He meets visitors and helps to give them exciting new ideas. Perhaps one day he'll go to film school, but for now, he's happy. Lego was always just a hobby, but now I can do what I love and get paid for it, said Andrew in an interview.
B. Do you find it difficult to get out of bed sometimes, especially on frosty winter mornings? Well, imagine having a job where you don't have to. Joe Unsworth works as a duvet tester for John Lewis, a British department store. She has the job of finding the most comfortable duvets in the world to sell in their shops. Jo has a degree in textiles, so she can recognise good quality. But the real test of a duvet is sleeping under it. It's probably the only career where it's okay to fall asleep while you're at work, Jo says. She often can't believe how lucky she is to have her dream job. What is more, she finds it rewarding. If I do my job properly, hundreds of other people sleep better. It's brilliant.
C.
Some film providers, like Netflix, employ people to watch new films and TV series from the comfort of their own home. Their job is to make a note of what type of film it is, horror, rom-com, etc., and what age group and type of person might like it. The film provider can then recommend it to their members. Joe Mason finished his degree in film studies about 2 years ago and didn't know what to do next. Then he read an article about film taggers. It sounded like a fantastic job, so I did some research online and wrote to Netflix, said Joe. At first, they weren't interested. But when Joe told them he speaks fluent French, his mum is French, they gave him a job. He watches French films and TV programmes. It's a great job because I can work when I want. I can take a day off if I like and work at the weekend instead. The only problem with the job is that Joe can't choose what he wants to watch. Sometimes I have to watch 15 episodes of rubbish, but I shouldn't complain, really.